A name that a child's known by just in the family would be called a...
What did you say now?
A name that a child's known by just in his family.
A nickname?
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of a basket name or a pet name?
We just always said it was a nickname. That's the way we always called it.
And if you had two children, you might have a son and a...
And have a son that you call your pet?
No, you have a son and a...
Daughter?
Or a boy and a...
Girl.
And if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say in 1 year, Bob, what, 5 inches?
He grew 5 inches.
Okay, and you say you certainly have...
Grew up.
Okay. And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you say that he...
You're just like his dad. That's the way we always say. Always okay. Say.
What if he has the same mannerisms, the same behavior? You say he...
He's just like his father.
And if a woman's looked after 3 children until they're grown, you'd say that she's...
She did good for raising them boys.
Okay. And if a woman's going to have a baby, you'd say that she's...
Pregnant.
Huh?
Pregnant.
Okay. Any other terms?
That ain't the way we always use it.
Y'all didn't used to say that?
No, we didn't say it that way.
Did that sound kind of bad?
Sometimes we said she got a pumpkin in her belly.
Uh-huh. What else did y'all say?
The way we always say is that she done got big.
Uh-huh. How does that sound to you now?
It don't sound good. I don't say it no more.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't say it anymore.
And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you could send for would be a...
A midwife. That's what we always call them, a midwife.
Uh-huh. And a child that's born to a woman that's not married, the child would be called a...
Would you call it an orphan child?
Uh-huh. Well, the mother's not married. The child would be a...
Be a fatherless?
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear the term bastard?
Bastard child?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't guess I have.
Huh?
No.
You never heard that?
No, I never heard it that way.
How did you hear it?
Because his father ain't with him?
Uh-huh.
We always call him the orphan kid. Yeah.
What does a bastard mean?
I don't know unless it's, he don't have a father.
Uh-huh.
So he got a father, but I'm talking about not a married. He's not married to his mother.
Uh-huh. Say if you have an orphan, the person who's supposed to take care of the orphan is called his legal
child,
or the orphan's legal guard. What?
You had to go over that again. Now.
If there's an orphan who doesn't have any parents, the person who's appointed to look after the child would be called the child's legal...
We always say overseer. That's the way we call it. The child's overseer.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of guardian or guardian?
Yeah. That's his guardian, yeah.
And if a child is misbehaving, you tell him, now if you do that again, you're going to get a...
Yeah, a whooping. We don't say a whipping, we say a whooping.
Anything else you'd say?
A beating.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Which is worse?
The beating.
Going back to the child that doesn't have a father, did you ever hear him called a woods colt? Bush child?
No, you never heard him say that.
Mm-hmm. And your brother's son is called your...
Nephew.
And... Say if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you say, this town is full of my...
Kin people.
Uh-huh. Anything else you'd say?